With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. A Dillon business owner faces federal charges for allegedly entering the U.S. Capitol as part of a mob that seized the building January 6th as Congress was certifying election results. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports he's the first Montanan to be charged.
Henry Munzer is charged with unlawful entry or disorderly conduct and for being in restricted buildings or grounds, according to a criminal complaint posted Thursday by the U.S. Justice Department. An affidavit from the FBI said Munzer entered the U.S. Capitol on January 6 without authorization between 2 and 4 p.m. Video footage from MSNBC and one of Munzer's Facebook posts showed Munzer inside the federal building. In a second Facebook video taken from the Capitol, Munzer said, quote, "Here's the video when we stormed the Capitol and got above the guards, then entered the Capitol in D.C., end quote. The federal agency said it interviewed a witness who submitted a tip about Munzer's presence at the Capitol after seeing video footage online. Munzer had written Facebook posts prior to January 6, saying he was going to D.C. to then-President Donald Trump's rally and offered to help cover travel expenses for people who wanted to join him. According to the Dillon Tribune, Munzer is known in Dillon for mural depictions of the far-right conspiracy theory QAnon on the walls of his appliance business. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
Montana lawmakers are considering a series of bills that would remove gun restrictions and limit abortion access. The House Judiciary Committee voted Thursday to advance four abortion bills to votes on the House floor. The Montana House Judiciary Committee has advanced a bill that would prohibit transgender students from participating on school sports teams of the gender with which they identify. The bill passed an 11-8 vote Thursday, with one Republican joining all committee Democrats in opposing the bill. The measure goes next to a vote on the House floor. Proponents of the bill say the measure will protect the integrity of women's sports. The bill is opposed by healthcare groups, businesses, and human rights advocates in the state who say it would harm the emotional and physical well-being of transgender youth and harm the state's economy. The Biden administration has suspended new oil and gas leasing and drilling permits on U.S. lands and waters for 60 days as part of a review of programs at the U.S. Department of Interior. The move follows campaign pledges by President Joe Biden to halt new drilling on U.S. lands and end the leasing of publicly owned energy reserves as part of his plan to address climate change. The suspension went into effect immediately under an order signed Wednesday by Acting Interior Secretary Scott De La Vega and drew a quick backlash from the oil industry. The order also suspends the approval of new mining plans, land sales or exchanges, and the hiring of senior-level staff. Montanans receiving unemployment benefits saw a boost in payments last week due to new federal aid. The Montana Department of Labor and Industry reported that it paid out over $20 million in benefits last week, almost twice what it had distributed the week before. Most of the funds came from federal aid through the latest federal stimulus package passed at the end of last year. That includes support for gig workers and the self-employed, and an additional $300 weekly to those who qualify. A spokesperson for the department says it will also soon open a program that will provide an extra $100 per week to certain self-employed workers not receiving other benefits. Montana's Democratic lawmakers ruled out three policy proposals today they say will provide tax relief to the state's middle and low-income earners. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports the tax breaks would be paid for by increasing taxes on people who make $500,000 a year.
Democrats are proposing an income tax credit to offset property tax and rental costs for low-income households, to expand Montana's earned income tax credit, and to make Social Security income exempt from state income tax for middle to low-income Montanans. House Minority Leader Kim Abbott of Helena.
Our strategy here is to give a break to working folks, the folks that make our economy run, who need it the most, and we know are going to spend it in their community.
Abbott said the package is projected to cost around $50 million, and Democrats will propose paying for that by increasing income taxes for people who earn more than $500,000 per year. The policies must find Republican support in order to move forward. Governor Gianforte has proposed exempting new businesses who bring jobs to Montana from the state's capital gains tax and a broad-based income tax cut. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Missoula City County today approved changes to COVID-19 orders that remove a local 10 p.m. closing time for bars and restaurants. The changes will go into effect tomorrow. The new rules no longer limit capacity to 50%. Instead, the rule limits capacity to the number of people who can maintain 6 feet of social distance. The new order raises the number of people allowed at a single table from 6 to 8. All other Missoula County rules for restaurants and bars remain in place. The change will be implemented 1 week after Governor Greg Gianforte relaxed statewide restrictions on bars and restaurants. I'm Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.